Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Boiling Point Faith and Fire, the show where we call out corruption, call out your comfort, and your counterfeit Christianity. We are here to anchor everything back to truth, accountability, and baby Jesus. This isn't politics for clicks. This isn't outrage for your entertainment. This is about discernment in a world that is loud and scripted and spiritually bankrupt. Our mission is simple. Wake people up, point them back to Christ, and remind you that fear is not your assignment. It's about obedience. And before we get into today's episode, I want to talk about something practical that actually matters for your body. Okay. I did an Omega blood test a while back, and let me tell you don't know what's going on inside your body until you see it in black and white. And most people are walking around inflamed, depleted, exhausted, blaming stress, blaming age, when it's actually a nutritional imbalance. Okay. The test doesn't guess, it measures. It shows you exactly where you are with your omega-3 and 6, what your body needs to function the way God designed it to. Okay. So I'm big on personal responsibility for health, not pharma band-aids. Okay. And this test puts the control back in your hands. If you want the real data instead of vibes, it's in the show notes. Quick legal disclaimer, because we live in a world that needs one. Everything discussed on this podcast is for entertainment, educational, and commentary purposes only. We are not giving you legal, medical, or financial advice. We do not encourage harm, illegal activity, or violence of any kind. And think for yourself, okay? Pray, discern, take responsibility for your own shit. Today, I am not doing this alone. The wonderful Rory is here. He is the grounded part of the show, not afraid to say quiet parts out loud. He brings that clarity, and cuts through it all. He is also a podcast guru with more shows than I have kids, and that says something. Okay. And he is also helping people coach their way behind the microphone. If you have a story, if you have a voice, if you listen to us and you're like, I can do that, you're absolutely right. And he's going to be the guy that helps you get there. So get resourced in the show notes, get him followed. But yeah, let's get into this today.
Awesome.
So
Looks like you're ready to rock and roll.
I am. And I thought today, because I haven't really been online and I'm like, what headlines are going to be very exciting today? But then a few things are popping out at me. Okay. Few things that we'll talk about, like Turning Point. I had a little gathering. I definitely want to speak on that. We have some money missing. Shocker. I think we should talk about that. But to start with, I need to get this out of the way. The Epstein file redactions controversy. Okay. Justice Department, in case you guys didn't know, which I think everybody knows and nobody really cares anymore. They just released more documents from the Epstein case, but again, these files are heavily redacted, including the pieces tied to high profile figures. So everyone is going crazy because it's obviously political shielding. The DOJ officially insists that the redactions are only to protect victims. I have a rant for this, but I'm gonna let you say what you want to say first, because it
I was waiting for it. I'm
Yeah, it's
bracing. I'm
coming.
like, because I know it's coming.
I need
The
to
only thing I
breathe
will
so
say
I
on
can
this is
use my
that,
words.
and I'm going to turn this back over to you because I
Yeah.
know this is your thing. All I want to say about it is the one key point that you made,
Yeah.
which is more was released. Okay.
Yeah.
Both sides have to hear that. Everybody on both sides seems to be like, well, this guy on your side and this guy on your side, folks. All of the people who are releasing this stuff, they've all seen it. They all know what's in it. They've all read it. If it's being released to us by them, they read it already. Guys, stop being the useful idiots, okay?
Yes.
They all know what's there. Now, that's all I'm going to say on that because I know you've got a little more to add and I want you to have your time. So I'm going to drink some coffee and you take the
Yeah.
floor.
So this is one of those things, like, you guys, transparency matters. Okay. Especially when literally the law is saying you have to publish. And so when everyone's dragging their feet or redacting to avoid embarrassment, that has to be questioned. Like the government, you guys, why is this getting lost in the sauce? The government exists for the people, not political minions. We want the truth and protecting real victim identities, like that's legit, okay? But what we should be laser focused on is why, number one, why were deadlines missed again? And what's still being hidden? And without turning, letting the left turn this into a witch hunt or a distraction from actual issues that Americans care about, like we care about border, we care about inflation, we care about energy independence, we care about this stuff. But I am so tired of these files. Like, not shocked, not surprised. Like, I'm exhausted because it is the same stupid cycle every single time. Releases coming, bombshell teaser, documents drop, names redact, ongoing investigation, protecting victims, trust the process, and then nothing. No handcuffs, no trials, no accountability, just headlines for a week and collective amnesia by useful idiots by Friday. And let me be clear, this is not about left and right anymore. This is a system that never eats its own. Ever. Epstein didn't traffic kids alone. He didn't magically build an international operation with intelligence ties with politicians, royalty, billionaires, pilots, properties, and handlers, and blah, blah, blah. The list goes on. He didn't do that by himself. And that fairy tale is insulting. What we're watching isn't just justice delayed, it is being buried under procedure, red tape, sealed records, conveniently timed distractions. And what pisses me off the most is that they keep hiding behind the word victims while doing nothing to honor them. They are slapping them in the face every single day. There is no real accountability because that means exposure. That means trials. That means names spoken out loud in courtrooms. Instead, victims are getting used as a moral shield, useful idiots. Not even their fault. They go through this and they're being used while predators age out, die quietly, or they keep their money and power. That is not protection. And every time the files come out half empty and everybody's arguing about which politician might look worse, instead of asking the only question that matters, why does this country suddenly lose its spine when crimes involve powerful people and children? You and I would be buried under a prison for a fraction of this. But if you're rich, if you're connected, you're important, you get silenced, you get settlements, you get sealed documents. It's exhausting because it proves what we already feel in our gut. There are two justice systems, one for regular people and one for the untouchables. And until that changes, until someone actually goes down in flames with receipts, with consequences, every new release just feels like another slap in the face. No more freaking headlines, no more breadcrumbs, no more theater. Bring real justice or shut the hell up. That's my rant. I held back. I'm very proud of myself. Because I'm angry
That
at
was
you
not bad.
guys.
Honestly, I thought it was gonna be a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're not wrong on any of that. I mean,
Yeah.
all I can say to the whole thing is, ditto. I agree with you on every single point you just brought up. The problem that I see with this is that's even worse is that this whole non-accountability thing, this is what everybody voted for. This is what everybody on the right side voted for was accountability, not just with Epstein, with all of it. And we aren't getting any accountability anywhere with anybody for anything. You can still pick up a brick, throw it at an ICE car, or at an ICE officer and not get arrested.
Right.
This whole thing from top to bottom, there is, where is it? Why are we not enforcing the law? Because it's Christmas. Are we waiting until the New Year's resolution? Like, oh, in January we'll start arresting people. Nobody. I mean,
Nobody.
tell me if I don't know, correct me here. Who has been arrested for anything?
No one.
I can't think of a single person.
No
Not
one.
one. Not one person's been held accountable. They haven't lost their seat. They haven't had sanctions. I mean, we haven't even had anybody get a fine. I mean, no one's even got a ticket for the stuff they've done. And then what did we all vote for?
Right.
I mean, I'm glad that they're cracking down on immigration and getting rid of illegal immigrants that shouldn't be here in the first place. I'm happy to see that. But other than that, I'm looking at this going pretty wasted year, in
Waste
terms of how
wasted.
my life as a regular American has been impacted. I love that gas prices are down. Don't get me wrong. That's good. I'll take that. But I didn't just vote for gas prices.
Right.
I didn't just vote for Indiana to have cheaper eggs than Michigan.
Right.
I voted for accountability. And that's what we were promised. We still don't really have accountability for Charlie Kirk. We don't have accountability for the insurance guy that got whacked. We don't have accountability for Trump's the two assassinations. The assassination attempts on Trump.
Yeah.
We don't have accountability anywhere here.
Nowhere.
Secret Service, you know what I mean? And what they did in terms of letting Trump almost get assassinated twice. Give me a break. No accountability.
No
And
accountability for
I just,
vaccines, no accountability
no.
for COVID, no accountability for
Right.
stolen votes, no accountability for absolutely anything. Speaking of no accountability, United States Department of Defense failed its audit again. So eight times, I think that's eight times now. And at this point, it's not an audit failure. You guys know that. This is a financial crime scene, and they're just lighting it up. So we're not going to pretend that this is some accounting oopsie that keeps happening. This isn't a missing receipt. This is trillions of dollars that cannot be properly tracked or explained or verified by the largest military bureaucracy on the freaking planet. If I lost track of $5, the IRS is crawling inside my soul. But the Pentagon, we'll get it next year. Yeah, like the last seven times. And this is what should make everybody furious. This is what should make you furious, because you guys even know about this, because this was not a headline that I could find. I had to dig for this a little bit, okay? This is the thing that pisses me off. They still get more money automatically. There's no pause, there's no consequences, no handcuffs, no oversight. Congress just keeps shoveling cash into a furnace and calling it national security. If this were a private company, it would have been shut down, it would have been liquidated, and it would have been prosecuted into oblivion. But because it's wrapped up in a flag, it's part of the machine, it gets a free pass. And I am not, this is not about disrespecting the military, you guys. I'm gonna get that very clear here. It's about
Yeah, no,
protecting the
no, no.
people who actually serve, because guess who doesn't benefit from untraceable money? Soldiers, veterans, military families. Money vanishes into contractors, shell programs, black projects, and classified freaking line items that magically can't be explained but are funded. Accountability is always coming soon, like the Epstein files, like term limits, like transparency, and it never comes. Eight failed audits means one thing: they don't want to be audited. Audits express it exposes the rot, and rot exposes that power structure, and power structure hates the light of day. This is not incompetence. It's institutional immunity, a system so big, so protected, so politically untouchable that failure has become a feature here. And no, it's not complicated. Okay. So don't let them gaslight you into that. What's complicated is that we have normalized the insanity. You don't get to lecture Americans about tightening belts, inflation, taxes, or doing your part when the Pentagon can't explain where mountains of money went. I'm tired of the arrogance. Eight audits, eight failures, zero consequences. If that doesn't tell you something is deeply broken, if you're not catching on here, not just financially, morally, the system's done its job. They want you so tired of this stuff that you just give up and stop asking. Like, they want you broken and exhausted because there's no accountability. They want you to feel all of that. But we're not stopping here. We're not going to stop talking about it.
No.
Ever. I don't care
Part
how.
of what happens when we say things like eight audits, right? And then people can start doing math. Oh, okay, so that was Trump and Biden, and now it's Trump again. So Trump's really the problem with the audits. And it's like, well, hold on. They're auditing the previous year. Okay, first of all. When Biden was there, that is in that time frame, of course. But the audits were not being done under Obama. And that's part of what people keep missing.
Problem.
So it's not that this, just started happening. It's that for 8 years, there were no audits that were turned in and handed in and made public. And you're not going to be able to Google, you're not going to be able to go Bing, you're not going to be able to find any audit during the Obama administration that is public anywhere. I've tried.
Yep.
You can't find it. Now, if you do, send it to us. Because I'd
Yeah.
love to see it, and I will sit here and say I was totally wrong. But you won't find them because the press let them not file them. As soon as they came out and they started having problems, then all of a sudden it became really public, you know. Right now, I'm looking at it going, look, Hegseth, we brought you in here. We were happy that you got the job. This is your first failed audit. Okay. I'm not upset with him for a failed audit. I'm
Right.
upset with him if he doesn't do something about it.
That part.
Now you have a failed audit. Now it is public. Now it's on your table, Pete. Okay. Are you going to be the guy that everybody was re really happy that got the job?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be like everybody else? And that's what I want to see. If he goes in there and starts tearing stuff apart, I will have a modicum of respect for that, and let's see what happens.
Right.
And so I think still, you know, year one, you know, is coming close, and
Right.
that's great. We're heading into the midterms. The only thing I want to say on this is, you know, I always have my 4D chess moment, right, where I'm thinking, why now, why not, Brandon? The only thing I'm hoping. Okay, I'm hoping it's 4D chess, and if not, it's just me, I don't know, gaslighting myself. But I'm hoping that this is, look, we are planning all sorts of accountability. We're just getting all of our information now for this gigantic enforcement that's going to come in the midterm year. Because if you do it all now, then it's going to be all forgotten about by the time the midterms get here.
Right.
If you're doing it all next year, then while the midterms are going on, all of this is happening and dominating the news cycles, you know. And then that's something people can run on is, hey, we got the information. Now we're going to enforce it all. This guy's going down for Epstein. This guy's going down for this, you know. And the only thing that makes me think that is the Tim Walz thing. You know, what's going on with the Somalian embezzlement up there,
Yeah.
and you know, 9 billion, I think, at this point that the guy can't account for in his state.
The number grows.
At this point, and you know, so I think they're getting him ready to go after him. And there's other spots where I kind of see, hey, we're getting ready to go after these folks and hold them
Right.
accountable. And maybe the going after, the theater of going after it happens during the election cycle. That at least makes sense to me. And I'm
That
like, well,
makes
look, you waited to
sense.
get political gain out of it, but at least at
Yeah.
the end of it, someone's held accountable.
Right.
You do that, and I'll back off and I'll breathe a little easier. But right now, it's not looking good.
Right. I mean that it does make sense to a point, but like give us something, you know, the small things, 'cause none of us care about politics anymore. And I get that there has to be some level of chess to be played. I understand the game. Politics is a game. It's a nasty one and it's rigged. But give us something, 'cause this is super exhausting. And the fact that everything is so fake. And like I have fun watching my characters, okay, in the movie, like the Turning Point USA thing. Okay. I love that they're anti-woke. I love that they are honest, all of these things, but they're still scripted. And so going through what happened at this event, just kind of reading it over, I felt two things at the same time. And I felt hope and I also felt disgust. And I don't really think that's a contradiction. I think that's part of that discernment that I'm very intentional about. Because here's the thing. What do I know to be true? We know that God will use everything for his glory. So all of this is how I could keep talking about this stuff without just giving up and saying, forget the country, forget voting, forget caring about all of this. Just let the world do whatever the world's going to do. I know God's going to use things for his glory. He always has, always will. So moments like the staged moment of the grief, the shock, the loss, a movement forced to look itself in the mirror. Like this has been great ground for people to wake up and turn back to Christ. Okay. Innocent man was lost in a very violent, brutal way, you know, and God specializes in wreckage. He really does. He redeems what man is going to corrupt. Even if a handful of people walked away from that event questioning power, fame, ego, choosing, you know, maybe repentance instead. Like that matters more than the speech and the applause, but I'm not going to kid myself. Like just the speaker is so scripted, the pacing, the emotional beats, the way grief is packaged. Like I never felt that there was really an authentic moment in the stuff I watched. I saw through the curtain, I guess I would say. And I don't even think that turning point is fully above board. I just don't feel it. It doesn't feel good to me. I feel like no organization that big, that funded, that protected, that connected operates without handlers, incentives, and political gravity. Okay. That's my reality. Movements turn into machines, and machines will always protect themselves. So I'll never buy the clean narrative around Charlie's death. I'll never know what happened. None of us will. We will never be told the whole truth, ever. And that's how the world works right now. When something threatens power structures, and he was doing that, clarity disappears,
Oh, yeah.
investigations go quiet, questions become inappropriate, and suddenly you're told to move on for the sake of unity. And that alone tells me enough to stay very skeptical about all of this. And what really gets me is how obvious the future politics setup was. Like you could feel the baton passing. With these alliances, people coming out, people speaking out, and it's all a movie. But like I said, I'm a fan of the characters. I like the narrative, but I want to see real change. And I just feel like, how long are we going to be watching the play? Like, it's cool. These guys know how to gaslight us. They know exactly what to say to get us hyped up because we're tired of the woke culture. We are tired of them not protecting our ladies. We're tired of them, making common sense not common, their version of twisted science. Like, we're all tired of that. So, yeah, put me in a room of people that are going to gaslight me and be like, there's two genders. And I'm be like, yeah, two genders. Like, yeah, I'm be pumped up about that. Right. But I guess I love common sense. Okay. I love truth. I love calling out insanity. When I see people do that, it's cool. But I'm also exhausted by like the performance of all of this. And just the complete lack of accountability. And that's the theme of today's show, I guess, which I didn't even realize it all ties together. But that's it. No one ever pays, no one ever falls, no one ever answers the hard questions. We just get new villains, new heroes, new hashtags, but it's the same corruption. And I mean, the world is being run by Satan worshiping pedophiles. That's it. And everyone else is arguing over which puppet is less evil. I still cannot believe how much I'm seeing of, the widow and the podcaster, and people are definitively like, you have to choose sides. And it's so disgustingly political to me. Like, you guys, come on, setting people up to take the baton. It's very, will we ever know who the good guys really are? Probably not. And maybe that's the point. What's going to keep me grounded here when everything else feels fake and staged and super dark is that God doesn't lose. I think a lot of people came to Christ when Charlie died, and people have been very vocal about that. God doesn't lose. So whether this was an inside job, whatever it is, people are going to see Turning Point as something that was a good thing, and they can have their come to Jesus moments, and their clarity and their discernment will come. But God doesn't lose. He doesn't need clean institutions. He doesn't need perfect. He doesn't need perfect leaders. He doesn't need our approval. He doesn't need clarity. He works through the mess. He works through the deception. He works through the betrayal. He works through the evil, and he still wins. So I'm going to stay skeptical. I'm never going to worship the movements or the men. Can I cheer for my characters in a movie? Sure. Like, Vance is pretty cool. Okay. He's entertaining. Is he going to do his job? I'm very skeptical. I don't know what's going to happen. So, you guys, we just have to stop swallowing narratives just because they look pretty. Okay. At the end of the day, like, who cares who the good guys are? Because God wins. God wins.
You're already seeing the people who used to be the bad guys who are realizing that they chose the wrong side, trying to kind of come over to the populist side now. You know, the Nicki Minaj thing made me just sort of spin in my seat. Like,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but give me a break. You
Yeah.
know, where you had a few staunch, historically conservative, but still very powerful actors and directors in Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone and some guys like that
Yeah.
who said, I'm not going to deal with this woke thing. I'm not going to let it come in. And I'm going to be vocal. And you know what? If you don't like it, I'll do my own movies because there's at least half the country that will want to watch them.
Right.
And they were right. They proved it. And now the rest of Hollywood is going, wait a minute. So you're telling me that Tulsa King with this 80-year-old dude is outperforming all of these other shows? Gee, maybe I'm on the wrong side. And all of a sudden, all these woke people who thought they were doing the right thing are going, hey, you know what?
Right.
I think maybe I made a mistake and now I should be a conservative, so please come see my shows again. Come on. You know, once you show your colors, don't be fooled, folks. You know, when the biggest, progressives in Hollywood who are probably on Epstein's list start backing Trump all of a sudden, wake up. They didn't change their minds. Okay, and the thing that I'll ask you is, and all of our listeners is this, let's just say that you absolutely positively are like I am, and you think that the trans thing is ridiculous, and there's absolutely no way that a man can think he's a woman, and that's okay, right? That a man should be able to put on, grow his hair long, put on makeup, and compete in women's sports. Are you telling me at some point I'm going to change my mind? Are you going to change your mind about all the things about, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice? Are you going to
Never.
change your mind about, whether or not you believe in God or the devil, for crying out loud? I mean, these are not things you go, well, maybe I like bacon, but maybe I like sausage. On a good day with some apple smoked, I kind of like the bacon. No, these are not things you change your mind on. So if someone is pivoting on these base things, ask yourself, would I ever change my mind on how I feel? Is there any world in which I would do that? And if your answer is no, then don't believe what you're seeing because they didn't either. They're lying to you. And that's just what we have right now is a whole bunch of people who are going, I'm losing money badly because this woke thing is, dying. And
But that's part of the thing, though. Like, do you really think they
now
believe
all
in
of a
the
sudden
woke?
they want to protect their cash.
Are we still here? Are you still here? I feel like we had a delay.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can. Okay. So do you think this woke stuff, do you think that was really that the people that sign off in it, you really think they believe it? Because I don't. I think people know that there's two genders. I think people know that you shouldn't mutilate bodies. I think that, especially kids in Hollywood, like they try to say that, your sexuality isn't a choice. Like they say you're born gay, but that doesn't make any sense because then they think that you can choose your gender. But you can't choose your sexuality. It's very confusing the way they think, and I don't think anybody really buys it. I think they've manipulated people to think they buy it, but I think the people that push this agenda, I don't think they really believe it. I don't. I think they want to destroy people. They want people confused. They want people sick. They want people dependent. They support the mentally ill running rampant in our streets, obviously. So I don't think half of them have bought the idea. I really don't. Not leadership. No. I think they just played the game.
Let's go with that though. That's a really intriguing question. Okay, do they really buy it, or are they just saying that they did because it's part of their agenda, right? Well, I'm not sure that that matters. It's a great question, but to me, I'm not sure it matters because, and I guess I want to rephrase it this way. Let's go back to our listeners. Is there anything that could be done to you where you would simply say to the world that you do believe in this and that you would campaign for it? I can tell you no way in the world. I wouldn't change my beliefs. I also wouldn't ever go out and publicly try to change somebody else's mind to believe what I don't believe like that either. So I guess it's like, look, if you believed it and now you're trying to come back to my side, well, then I don't want you. If you didn't believe it, but you are out there talking about it and voting for it and promoting it, that's almost worse. Because now you're just not somebody with really bad ideas, okay, who's evil at their core. You are an absolute conscienceless liar, which means I can't believe anything you say, including that you're now on my side. So it almost makes it worse. I'm
I
glad you
mean,
brought that up
it is
because that's
worse,
lots going on now.
but I have the proof and the truth of the fact that this happens because I think I've said it on the show before. If not this one, I've said it on several others. When I published my book, I am still friends with her. This beautiful woman, very connected, could have made anything happen for me. And our biggest conversation, in fact, our last phone-to-phone conversation was her saying, Brandon, I will put you on Good Morning America. I will put you on all of these shows, but you have to say you're a Democrat. You have to say you're a Democrat. And I'm like, Oksana, I never, I'm not doing that. She's like, no. You can vote how you want. I know how you believe, beautiful girl. I know how you believe. You don't have to be that person, but I can make you know, this is how your book gets out to people. So number one, do I know without a doubt that they do this stuff? And it's weird because I just saw an article. My kids love JoJo Siwa. Okay, like they really loved her. They watched her for a long time. Well, she ended up coming out like she was gay, and I don't think that was her. I think it was her handlers. I think it was one of those things where they're like, this has to be the narrative for you. This is what we're going to push for you. So I don't believe in any of this. I think it's just a bunch of fed woke agenda. It's not real. The option is there. You sell out. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. And I think everybody sells out. Everybody sells out. Music industry, actors, politicians, they sell out. And that's the spiritual warfare that is presented in front of us. Like people have sold out. So I know what happens, that a lot of people are out there saying stuff, which is, it does make it worse, because if you have no integrity, you have no morals, you have no values, you have no life. That is a guaranteed death for you. And I don't know about you guys. I don't even care about Trump's 4D chess. My game is that long game to make sure that I don't die, to make sure that I can honor a life that was given so that I can live. So at the end of the day, that's kind of what keeps my head above water. But people sell out all the time. It's ugly. The world is ugly. I'm serious when I say it's ran by a satanic, devil-worshipping cult that feeds on kids. And I'm not even talking about pedophiles. Things that they've done to kids go beyond the scope of even that. I don't think you guys understand the torture and the things that happen behind closed doors with the elites. It's all real. It's all real. That's not the movie. What we're seeing, people all dressed up nice and giving great speeches on TV and, hyping up the right, hyping up the left, all of that. That's the fake fancy, like we're going to pretend like our family isn't very, very broken, right? Like the most toxic families always look like the pretty package. You look at the picture and you're like, oh my gosh, that's such a perfect family. And behind closed doors, like they're just very toxic, evil. That's our United States, you guys. They'll put it in a pretty package, but no, people sell out, and it is worse. We have an issue with a lack of morals in the United States of America, with a lack of integrity, with a lack of truth, and with the theme of the show today, accountability.
Yeah, great point. Great point. I sometimes forget that that happened with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
No,
I
great
still
point.
don't regret it. I think, man, we could be somewhere completely different. And it wasn't even tempting for a minute. I know Benjamin sometimes is like, God, you should have just taken the money. I'm sure he's like, you should have just taken the money. But at the end of the day, core truth, like I'll, it's what made me realize, because who, as a kid, who didn't want to grow up and be famous? Who didn't? We all wanted to. And I did things like I did different things. Like I auditioned for shows, I modeled, I did stuff. And I'm so glad none of that worked out for me. None of it worked out for me. Thank you, God. He had his protection on me because he had a purpose for me, and it was not that. So it's things work out for us. God works everything out in his favor for his glory always. Always. Trump is talking at 4:30 today. What do you think he's talking about?
Oh my God. Well, he better be talking about, the tariff dividends that he's promising everybody, because at this point that's just becoming a cocktail party joke, but I can't imagine honestly what he's going to be talking about. He already came out wanting to talk about the war that we were supposedly going into with Venezuela, and then turned it around and said, "Hey, I just thought I'd announce to everybody who's listening that I'm going to give away these checks to the military." So to me, the only things I want to hear anymore are doing away with the IRS completely,
Thank you.
or at the very least, here's those tariff checks for everybody. Since you're giving money away, I'll take some. That's kind of where I'm at. Fiscally, I'm like, this is really stupid. We really need to be keeping this in the country. But you know
Yeah.
what? Everybody else is getting money. So I hate to be that way, but I'm like, you know what? That'll help our podcast so we can keep telling everybody how stupid you are.
Exactly.
And about all the bad mistakes you're making.
Yep.
So I'll take the check. Thanks very much.
I
But
agree
I don't
with
know. What do
that.
you think it's about?
I have no idea. And I looked at all running through the news feeds and stuff, there really is nothing that is standing out to me that I nothing is standing out to me. And he, it doesn't matter what we decide because Trump is Trump and he's going to say whatever the hell he wants. He probably has something planned and he'll say something completely different anyway. So I am interested though. I will definitely search it up later to see what was said, but $2,000 for the American people is kind of slap in the face when you're giving billions of our money to Ukraine when our military has
That is.
trillions of dollars. Like $2,000, you guys, is a joke. It's I get his, whatever. I don't think it's good for us. When they give us money, we get punished for it later. I just hope you guys understand that. Like that's kind of been the proof and truth of how that happens, is that it's
Always.
we never really get without paying double somewhere down the road. So
Right.
I don't know. I am curious and we'll see.
The only thing that I can think of that's come out lately, and I just saw it yesterday, that's big enough is they have absolutely doubled down on going after Obama. I mean, they really and truly are talking criminal charges against Obama for the, Russiagate stuff. And that's from Tulsi Gabbard. And,
Wow.
when she comes out and makes an announcement, it's a little unique. Because she's not one of the key main players all the time on the stage. So when they bring her in, it's like there's a reason, right?
Yeah.
She's in charge of intelligence. Why is Tulsi the one doing the talking? Because she's not involved in anything else. And it's almost like they keep her back so that when she does talk, people listen. Like, wait,
Take it
this is different.
serious. Yeah.
Yeah. When I hear Christine Ohm talking, I can tell you what she's going to say before she says it.
Right.
And I like her. It's great. Keep doing what you're doing. But I'm not hearing anything new from Christie. I don't need to stop the scroll and listen to what she says to Congress. I already know what's coming out.
Right.
With Tulsi, you're like, wonder what this is about. And so I stopped and I listened, and it was definitive speak of, President Barack Obama did X, Y, and Z. We have the proof, and we're sending it to a grand jury. And that's kind of like, wow. And the only other thing that he might be talking about would be the Clinton part, because both sides are, I think, have selected Bill Clinton
To be
to
the
be
fall
the
guy.
sacrificial lamb. Yeah, he's the sacrificial lamb for the Epstein files. And like, oh no, this was the big guy, and both parties are going to agree on this in order to keep everybody on both sides safe. That's all I can think. And then they can just accuse and get sound bites. So neither side wants this stuff out because they want to be able to just make things up and accuse the other side of stuff. And you lose all of those, little press clips, and sound bites. If everything was transparent, you can't accuse the other side of stuff that doesn't exist.
Correct.
So it's kind of like, well, they don't want to lose that. I mean, it's one of their biggest storytelling pieces they have. But Obama and Clinton are, those are pretty big name drops. And yeah, I think Clinton's going to end up being the sacrificial lamb thrown under the table, the fall guy, like you said. And I never really thought they'd go after Obama, but it got big yesterday. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Again,
And see, that would shock me because
as
I've
much
seen
as I
all
think the
that.
check's a stupid idea, give me the check.
Yeah. As much as I've seen like all these headlines and stuff about that, we knew that the Russian thing that's been proven like for so long. We knew it was proven that, that everything he did, like that's been out for so long. So I guess this would be hope for the American people that there will be accountability. And I get that, like, even if you guys follow, my kid watches these like murder shows and she listens to the murder podcast and she's my little psychopath. But if you watch them, like they have to build a case and it does take time. Like it takes a lot of time if they want to do it right. And if they don't do it right, then the criminal gets away. So I know that there is a system to this and it's kind of complicated. And I understand that. So maybe they've really just been building up this whole time to do that. But how, the Clintons, I don't even feel sorry for them. I mean, do you think they regret their body count knowing they're going to be sacrificed anyway? Because they have a lot of blood on their hands.
No, because even if he's found guilty, he's so old and had, they'll say he had presidential privilege and he'll be found guilty of it. And then it'll be a deferred or something where he's not actually going to jail. You know what I mean? They're not No, none of these people are going to be inside of a cell.
Well, that's unfortunate because that would be a great Christmas present. And I think I would rather see them in a
Go all bust
cell.
you.
I'd rather see them in a cell than get the check. Like, keep my money, just put someone in prison, you know? Put someone in prison.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like I said, I don't think they're going to see the inside of a cell, any
Yeah.
of them.
Well,
But, I don't know. We'll see. What time? 4:30 today? Is that Eastern?
yeah, 4:30 Eastern. So I'm curious.
All right.
We might drop a little teaser on our Christmas episode if it was a big deal, you know? So make sure you guys tune in because
That'd be cool.
we do have a little episode coming for you for Christmas. It'll be off a little bit off our beaten path of politics and news headlines. But I think it's going to be a great conversation. So make sure Christmas morning while you're getting ready, or if you're like me, you're the one that's stuck in the kitchen all day. So you can tune in and we'll spend the morning with you on Christmas.
Awesome. Am I back now?
You're back.
All right, man. My feed has just been terrible since we had that storm. So everything must be soaking wet out
Yeah.
there. I apologize.
No,
But
you're
yeah,
good.
what she said.
Well, I'm good for today's episode, Rory, if you want to close us out.
Yeah, I would love to. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right, good. Good. Folks, I want to end this one. It was a great accountability episode. I love that that's how this all came in today because that's what most of us voted for was accountability of some kind. I think the thing to remember as we go through all this, and I said at the beginning, and I want to say it again at the end, is that when we sit here and we take up the fight for them, we are beyond useful idiots. We're just absolutely furthering this entire discussion with no accountability. Everybody wants to be right. Nobody wants to admit that we were wrong. Until we can all start thinking critically about this stuff the way Brandon and I try to do when we're up here, we lean a certain way, but we're also ready to call out the people on the side of the aisle that we lean towards when they do really stupid things. And so if we can get both sides to at least understand how stupid their own side can be, then we can start having some decent conversations again. Because right now we still can't talk. Because as soon as something happens, everybody goes, oh, well, your guy, well, this guy, well, that person on that side. Listen, folks, they all know. They all know everything. They all know exactly who did what with Epstein. They know exactly who did exactly what with children. And they're all okay with it. We need to stop being okay with them being okay with it. I hope we can get to that point at some point. That's it.
I agree. We'll see you guys Christmas morning.